A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. While a crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and they were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water. Lower your nets for a catch." And Simon said, "But Master, we've worked hard all night. We've caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets one more time." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came, and they filled both boats so that they were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus, and he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all the other fishermen, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." And then they brought their boats to the shore, and they left everything and followed him. This is good news from the Lord. Well, let's see if we can make just a little meditation out of this. You know, we have to learn to look for symbols. In spiritual writings, everything is symbolic. First of all, two boats. Two boats in the gospel always means the two groups, the Jews and the Gentiles. We're the Gentiles, unless you're Jewish. Whenever Jesus changes position, as he does very deliberately here, he's usually inviting them to change position, to change perspective, to look out at their life from a different viewpoint. So he gets into the boat and talks back to them on the shore. And then the first thing he says, to put out into the deep water. I would interpret that as, "Peter, take some risks." And Peter comes back with his very rational and reasonable mind, that we all would, I would too. But, "Lord, I've fished all night, caught nothing." But he still trusts Jesus so much. "Okay, if you say so, I'll do it." He's trying to get them to move from a worldview of reason to a worldview of spiritual risk. Let me describe it this way. Most of us are trained in a worldview of scarcity. There isn't enough. Guard your edges. Don't get caught. Don't take any risks. Make sure you're right. Don't go outside your comfort zone. And I would say most religious people are even worse about that than most others. We don't tend to be spiritual entrepreneurs. I don't find much curiosity. No offense, but in most Catholics, they're really not very curious at all. They just, okay. Business as usual. It's very disappointing, really. So I'm only saying that to invite you to launch out into deeper waters. But see, deeper waters always mean there's a lot that's invisible, that you can't see, that you're not sure about. Most of us like to stay in the shallows, where there's no risk, there's no surprises, there's also nothing discovered. There's nothing new. But they took the risk, and they filled both boats, both the Jews and the Gentiles, began to come in great numbers. Now, when Simon Peter saw this, he gives a response that probably I would give too. When you're in the presence of greatness, people who are just way, way beyond you, you should feel, and you usually do feel, unworthy. Where have I been all my life? How can this guy, this gal, be so much ahead of me, so much beyond me? So it's not necessarily a self-hatred. It's just a good self-questioning. Depart from me. I'm a sinful man. And then Jesus says to him, do not be afraid. You do know, maybe you don't. That phrase, do not be afraid, is the single most common phrase in the entire Bible. In fact, some, I've never counted it, some say it's 365 times, one for every day of the year. And yet I find most Christians very fear-based people. Afraid God doesn't love them, afraid they're not going to heaven, afraid of other races, afraid of other religions, afraid of other genders, all saying God told them to be afraid. Well, here you have God telling you not to be afraid. I think he's telling Simon Peter, don't be afraid of who you are. Don't be afraid of what you've just done. Don't be afraid of yourself. Look what you just did by taking a risk. Don't be afraid, Simon Peter. From now on, you will know how to catch people. Not by being reasonable, nice. Do you know the word nice is never found in the whole Bible? It's not about being nice. It's about being real. And he says, if you take some risks to be real and vulnerable and risk-taking, you're going to catch people. People who are curious. People who are intelligent, people who are alive, not just people who are along for the ride. I hope you're not just along for the ride. You've only got one life. And as I look out at this crowd, most of us are over halfway through. So we got to learn our lessons fast. Huh? And remember, it's all a school of love. Now, why can they come to such a wonderful final line? They left everything. Is that really possible? Does anybody take that kind of risk? If you know you're going to be filled up, if you know you're going to be taken care of, if you know you're going to be loved, which is what it means to be a believer, then you can really leave everything.